Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and nine-month FY 2023 earnings conference call of Electronics Mart India Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bajaj, CEO of Electronics Mart India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and a warm welcome to everybody present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, CFO and Strategic Growth Advisor and our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter and nine months on the stock exchange and the company's website today. Hope everyone had a chance to go through the same. On 17th October 2022, Electronics Mart India Limited got listed on BSE and NSE. It was a momentous day for all of us, and thank you to all the stakeholders who have believed in us. In the nine months of FY 2023, we have opened 19 new stores. Currently, we have 122 stores, 109 of which are multi-brand stores and 13 are exclusive brand outlets. Out of 122 stores, 102 stores are leased, 12 are owned, and 8 are partly owned and partly leased. As on date, we are present in 38 cities across four states, and we have recently entered Kerala as well. We continue to focus on deepening our presence in the regions we operate in before venturing into the new markets, which has led us to establish brand presence in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh markets. This enables the target customers to identify with our brands as well as with our product portfolio and aids our understanding of the market segment and the customer demand preferences. We believe that this approach also enables us to achieve significant market share and dominance in the market we operate in. We plan to continue to deepen our store network in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, and also gradually plan to expand our network in the new region that we entered, that is Delhi NCR, in pursuing our defined cluster-focused expansion strategy. We plan to open 26 MBOs in NCR, 22 MBOs and 10 exclusive brand outlets in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the coming future, and adopt a methodological approach in evaluating and selecting locations. We believe that our local market knowledge, supply chain efficiencies, and effective inventory management has enabled us to attain higher cost, competitiveness, and consistent profitability. Our customized product assortment and comprehensive product portfolio enables us to achieve better visibility, brand recognition, deeper market penetration, and increased customer base. We have nine large central located warehouse facilities now, which are backed by individual store areas to individual store storage areas at store level of varying sizes to cater to individual stores or a group of stores. Coming to Q3, we have delivered strong growth of 17% revenue year-on-year at rupees 1,482 crores compared to 1,265 crores of last year, with a 17% growth and a 32% year-on-year for the nine months FY 2023 at 4,118 crores. On account of investments made to open new stores in the new geography, that is NCR, the company has increased investment in brand building, sales, marketing, and these investments have lowered the EBITDA margins, which are expected to improve as revenue throughput from new geographies increases. To conclude, I would like to say that after having established a leadership position in the Andhra Pradesh and Telangana retail electronic market, we have now entered Delhi NCR, where we plan to capture significant market share over the few years. In the southern region, we plan to expand our footprint in places like Vijayawada, Tenali, Guntur, Kurnool, Nellore, and more tier two, tier three cities in the existing clusters by the cluster-based distribution network, diversified product portfolio, strategically located logistic warehousing facilities. This overall will give us a competitive advantage in the existing market as well. With this, I request our CFO, Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, to update you on the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Karan sir. Good evening and warm welcome to all the participants. Now I would like to present the financial overview of Q3 of FY 2023. The total revenue for Q3 of FY23 stood at 1482 crores as against 1265 crores of Q3 FY22, with a growth of 17% year-on-year. For 9 months of FY23, our revenue stood at 4118 crores as against 3119 crores of 9 months FY22, with a growth of 32% year-on-year. EBITDA for Q3 of FY23 stood at 72.8 crores as against 77 crores of Q3 of FY22. There is a degrowth of 5% year-on-year, whereas for 9 months of FY23, EBITDA stood at 245.2 crores as against 203.2 crores of the corresponding period of FY22. There has been a growth of 21% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for Q3 of FY23 stood at 4.9, whereas for 9 months it stood at 6%. As already mentioned by our CEO, our initial operating and branding expenses while expanding our operations in the new territory, that is NCR, has impacted these margins. PAT for Q3 of FY23 stood at 21.9 crores as against 27.7 crores of Q3 FY22, a degrowth of 21% year-on-year. And for 9 months of FY23, PAT stood at 86.7 crores as against 68.6 crores of base period. It had a growth of 26% year-on-year. Annualized ROCE and ROE for 9 months of FY23 stood at 12.7% and 9.8% respectively. The working capital days as on 31st December stood at 49 days. The gross debt to equity is 0.4x and net debt to equity is at 0.1x, which was a considerable improved on account of IPO. Our net debt to EBITDA stood at 0.66x. Our cash flow from operations before working capital changes for 9 months of FY23 stood at rupees 244 crores, which is almost equivalent to our EBITDA. During the reporting period, our same-store sales growth rate stood at 23.5%. During 9 month period, the composition of sale of electronic and consumer durables has been 48% from large appliances, 37% from mobiles, and 15% from small appliances, IT products, and others. Out of the total sales, around 98% has been from retail segment, and top 5 brands contributed around 64% to our sales revenue. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Krisha Kansara from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So, my first question is regarding Delhi NCR. So, if you could just give a brief about the size and the number of stores opened in this new geography. Also, sir, what is the current run rate of sales coming from Delhi NCR? And have we achieved break-even there? That is my first question. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna. So Delhi NCR, as we talk, we are operating 12 stores there. So 8 stores were launched on the 14th of August and 4 other stores were launched on 22nd of October. So right now we would look at these stores performing after a certain gradual growth that we would be expecting. So post Diwali, we saw these stores stabilizing a little bit, and then the biggest season there is actually summer, which would start off from April. So Delhi, on a whole, as a scenario right now, so usually when we look at 12 to 14 month break even in the existing market, Delhi, we were assuming that Delhi would break even for us in the period of 18 to 20 months, a little higher because it's a new geography and a new brand altogether. But what we expect for a store to perform on a year one average of say 25 plus crores, so the throughput on those lines are in track, and once we churn the summer season, that is when we would be looking at the initial growth of year one, year two and year three, which would be higher, and then the store stabilizing and maturing after year four onwards. So that is the trajectory that we've seen in the past in the existing market, and we are hoping that in the Delhi market also we would be on the same track.
Sir, currently, like, what percentage of sales would be coming from these Delhi NCR stores?
So Q3, the sales percentage that I've added up in Q3 was around 54 crores, and for the first 9 months, because there were few weeks that, of Q2 also that added up, so the first 9 months, the total revenue from Delhi that we generated around 84 crores.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, so you've recently opened a few kitchen stores, specialized stores. So currently, how much do they contribute to the top line?
So Kitchen Stories is in specialized store format, and we have one store in Vishakhapatnam and two in Hyderabad, and we have recently taken over the operations of the Kerala store as well, but the store that we are about to launch will be launching in the month of April. So technically today the store is not operational in Kerala, but we are booking sales there. But apart from that, the existing stores that we have in Hyderabad and Vishakhapatnam, they deliver a very minuscule sale because it is a specialized store only for very high-end categories of kitchen appliances, and it is a tie-up between the German modular kitchen brand Hecker. So for that reason, these are all incubation stores where the margins, gross margins are much higher than our regular stores, but here we would look at a lesser throughput. So the average stores would do around 15 to 18 crore rupees for these specialized store formats.
15 to 18 crore per store?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, how many more such stores do you plan to open in the near future?
So we're not looking at opening more of these stores because this has to do with the tie-up for the kitchens as well. So probably one or two more stores in the coming few years. Nothing on the plans, to expand the store format.
Okay. And so last question. So currently, contribution from mobiles is around close to 40%. So I just want to understand how has this contribution changed over the years? And can we easily expect that this contribution will remain in this range of 30 to 40% going forward also? Or in your opinion, will it increase?
No. So what happens is basically like few months, like if suppose it is the quarter of summer where the cooling products like refrigerators, air coolers and air conditioners are a category which start delivering more, so automatically mobile as a category, the penetration, the percentage of share on this product mix would reduce. Whereas a few months, where like December or November or post summer, a few of the months you would look at a higher share of these categories. So the lowest would be as low as 32-33%, and again the highest would be around 40%. So if we average it out on an annual basis for the 9 months, it comes around 35 or 36%. So that is the number that we look at for a mobile category to contribute to the total revenue.
Correct. Okay. And sir, are we seeing any demand slowdown in this segment?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Are we seeing any slowdown in demand in this mobile segment?
Mobile, no, not at all. In fact, we just are about to, launch the Samsung S23 as well, and we've seen quite a good demand coming in for that model. We saw good demand coming in for the 14 series of Apple as well. In fact, post the 5G launch completely, we are expecting, there will be a lot of churn in the next coming few quarters, which would, definitely bring in a little more growth in this category in terms of ASPs going up, because the 5G devices are going to be on the higher price segment. But one advantage that we have is we last 6 months, we've been already selling major number of 5G devices. So we are already there, showcasing the 5G technology in our stores. So, we believe that, post the rollout of 5G completely in the existing markets that we are operating, we would look at, definitely a churn coming in for devices from 4G to converting to 5G devices.
Okay. Correct. Got it. And sir, so in your presentation, you've mentioned that currently you have 12 owned stores, right? So, how will this number move going ahead? Like, will we be opening more such owned stores, or will those be on lease only?
Yeah. So it is more like a 80-20 split right now, whereas 80 properties are approximately leased. Around 20 properties, around 12 properties are completely owned by us, and 8 properties are partly owned, which means that if suppose we have two floors in that building, one is owned and one is leased, where we are operating the stores. And out of that, 7-8 stores are what we had actually decided to buy in Delhi NCR. That was a major investment that we did in the last 12 months. And out of which, three stores are operational. Five more stores of the properties that we have bought are yet to get operational in Delhi, which will get operational in the next few quarters. So, going forward, it is going to be a mix, majority a mix of leased-out properties and very few selective locations we will be buying out. That Delhi expansion was planned on buying out the bigger ones, and we've already done the buying out in Delhi. So we don't see a major requirement of buying out properties in the existing markets.
Okay. Correct. Got your point. Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yep. Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand. I mean, you mentioned that this margin decline this quarter was because of the increased investment. So is it possible to kind of quantify the investment that we would have done in brand building and sales and marketing in this particular quarter?
Yes, Deepak. So Deepak, one major change that we did compared to the last year was 4.5 crores of cashback that we had paid out for all the financing and the cashback that we do on the floor during the festival period. So that was a major spend that we did of 4.5 crores. And if you look historically versus the marketing spend that we did, that was another major spend that would include the Delhi launch and all the lucky draws and all the other offers that we do. So that was two major spends that we did. And these were all calculated, and Delhi was expected to burn a little initially because it takes a little time for the stores to stabilize. But what I can say is that in terms of what our expectations were in stabilizing the stores, I think we are on track on that, doing that. And once we open a few more stores in Delhi and stabilize there, the marketing costs again would be in hand with our sales revenue. So we're not expecting anything out of the box to go wrong in Delhi right now. So everything under control there. So the spend majorly would be pertaining to the cashback of 4.5 crores approximately and the marketing spend. So that would directly affect our EBITDA.
So what would that total be? So 4.5 crores is the cashback, and the Delhi launch incremental investment would be how much?
Sir, only Delhi incremental, and plus there was an incremental in our spend in the tier two, tier three cities in Andhra and Telangana as well. So the bifurcation would be given to you. I'll ask the team to send you the bifurcation again, but the total amount was around 10 crore rupees spent between the existing market and Delhi, which was an incremental cost during that quarter.
The total marketing spend is about 7 crores, right?
Sorry?
This total sales and marketing spend is about 7 crores. Out of that, about Delhi launch would be included there.
No, it would be much higher. It is not 7 crores. It is much higher.
Total spend was around 42.
45 crores. Yeah, for the 9 months.
Okay. No, I was just trying to understand the third quarter, not the 9 months. Third quarter, what the spend is?
Third quarter was around 22 crores.
22 crores. So
yeah.
That is our marketing spend, right? And that would include our Delhi launch.
Yes.
And how much was this spend in second quarter?
Second quarter, the sales spend was around 10 crore rupees.
So incremental, we can say that 12 crores would have come, right? I mean, on a quarter-on-quarter basis.
Yeah. So, वही आपको 10 करोड़ जो बोला मैंने आपको, that was the incremental spend that we did.
And addition to that would be 4.5 crores cashback, right? That would be addition.
4.5 crores of cashback was. Okay. Which was actually not, we didn't carry out any cashback last year for the same period. So we didn't come out with cashback, and majorly this marketing, even for Andhra and Telangana stores, because that is where we have not stabilized and the stores are maturing, so we had started spending in those territories as well. So, and these tier 2 markets and all are very heavy on vernacular newspapers majorly. So that is the only major medium for us, and theatres. And these are too expensive mediums. So we don't have too many options in terms of marketing because we don't have outdoor hoardings, radio in these tier 2, tier 3 cities. So the major spend goes through on marketing goes through either theatres or through newspapers. So these are, both of them are quite heavy in terms of the money is required for advertising in that region.
Fair enough, I understood. And this margin front, I mean, we have been always been saying that 7% is a kind of a steady state EBITDA margin for us, right? Now, this quarter was around 5%. So, this journey towards 7%, would you expect that to kind of achieve in FY24 as a whole? I mean, some understanding on that would help.
Yeah, so Deepak, if you look at the 9-month number, it is around 6%. So we don't see a drastic drop there, number one. Number two, FY23 Q4 also I would say that, because we've already passed 6 weeks under the Q4 quarter, and we know significantly how the product mix is going and how the demand for cooling products are coming in. And then you can check historically how the Q4 would deliver. So we are on track on achieving the numbers that we had given out in the market earlier in terms of our estimations. And FY24 also, we are expecting, because the stores in Andhra, Telangana would mature, we'll be opening new stores as well. Delhi also would be stabilizing by Q2 after the April, May, June summer period. So we were expecting that things would be in line for FY24 as well.
Okay, so fourth quarter as well as FY24, we are expecting that 7% EBITDA margin band. Would that be a fair to kind of understand?
Sir, I would not say that, I'm not exactly pointing out at a certain number, but what I would say was it would be in line of what our expectations are, and there would not be a drastic, jump or, high or a low in that number, but we would definitely try to achieve, because it would depend on the product mix as well, where the cooling product like AC refrigerant and air coolers would give us a higher gross margin, and that would automatically help us increase the number.
Fair enough. I understand. My last question is on your revenue. I mean, we have been talking about maybe 20-25% revenue CAGR, right? 2 to 3 years. So we are holding on to that.
Yes, so if you look at the first 9-month number, we are upwards of 32% growth. Q3 of FY23 was at 17%. But post Diwali, if you see, the markets were down real bad. But we were still able to achieve a good throughput during December as well. So, and we got confident on how the operations stabilizing across the new geographies also. So I think we are on track for that as well.
On track for that. Okay, that's it from my side, sir.
Thank you, Deepak.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sameer Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thanks for taking my question. First question is the SSS growth of 10.5% this quarter that you have clocked. So we are basically witnessing a slowdown across consumer discretionary categories, especially after Diwali. So just trying to understand this 10.5% SSS growth in that context, is it because after October the sales for you are anyways very low in this quarter and that is why you are not seeing any slowdown brunt, or is it that you have bucked the trend and performed really well?
So yes, the 10% approximate same store growth has come in for Q3 alone, but that has not been there for Q2 and Q1. So I mean, even Q4 also, we would look at a different trajectory, but definitely yes, it was a major slowdown. So usually we would see a slowdown for a couple of weeks after Diwali, but then this time that got a little more delayed for another 3 or 4 weeks, so it went up till almost December 1st week, but then we were averaging out what numbers that we would do, so that brought down the SSG as well during that period. But then I don't see that one of incidences happening during that period, but we are back on track again on Q4, so we would see a much higher SSG coming in the future as well.
Just a follow-up on this. So, are you seeing any sort of, you know, see, SSS growth YOY can be misleading because there is an Omicron in the base and all those anomalies are there. But on a sales per store, something like, you know, a metric which is better to track, are you seeing any better traction in the fourth quarter or things are more or less similar?
So, see, there could be a different trajectory coming in for Q4, because we've already passed 6 weeks, so we know what is happening. And most of the stores, so there was nothing additionally done apart from the Delhi stores as an expansion. So the SSG eventually would be coming in for the majority of them would be coming in for the mature stores. So, you know, so we are quite happy with what we're delivering, and we see a performance coming in from our mature stores as well as for the new stores. So once the new stores stabilize, we're definitely looking at a much higher SSG coming in the near future.
Got it, sir. Second question is this 5% margin that you have reported, and my sense is that a large part of this is because of the Delhi 12 stores that you have added during the year. Now, out of the 19 stores that you have added, 12 are in Delhi, and you just mentioned that a Delhi store typically will take 18 to 20 months for break-even versus the normal 12-month trajectory for your other stores. Now, with the growth construct being similar going, you know, forward, that two-thirds of the additions will be in Delhi, how are you so confident that you'll get back to the 6.5% EBITDA margin trajectory? I mean, just by the math of this bigger break-even period for Delhi should actually skew the margin to the lower side, right?
But for me, that would even definitely initially there might be a drop of a percentage or two in the gross margin levels in Delhi operations. But then not necessarily that the Delhi is contributing to a much higher number of revenue coming in from there initially. So,
high margin products also.
Yeah. So, and Sameer, one more thing is that the product mix in Delhi initially today, when you compare to our existing market where we see a 35% plus mobile phone contribution, which is one of the lowest gross margin categories with 7% coming from IT, whereas we have the larger products selling better in Delhi today for us. And we've not even completed the summer season, which is one of the largest contributing seasons in Delhi as a region. So only after we complete one season of summer or one complete year of different seasons of all four quarters, that is where we'll be able to, you know, completely in-depth tell you and analyze and tell you the complete detail of that. It is too early for us to comment. It has hardly been 5.5 months of operations for 8 stores and 3.5 months for 4 stores. So it will be too early for us to comment. But what we can look at right now in Delhi as an overall strategy is that we are able to achieve a certain decent throughput for us to be on the path of achieving 25 crore plus for every store. So that is more important for us initially, where, you know, the extraction is there, and it is not a burn per se, but it is an extraction that we're looking at right now, and then it will eventually stabilize and then create a market presence for itself. So that is more important for us initially.
Sorry, I didn't get that number. 25 crore sales per store on an annual basis in Delhi, that's what you're targeting?
Yes. So whenever we open a new store, Sameer, so historically, what we look at is whenever we open a new store, how we look at the calculation of break-even is that if it's an existing market, we look at a 30 crore throughput for year one, then, you know, gradually increasing in year two and then year three, and then stabilizing or maturing after year four onwards. So usually it takes around 4 years for it to mature. But in existing market, at a 30 crore number, we would break even between 12 to 14 months. That is the number historically what we've delivered. So looking at that, Delhi, because the new competitive market, we positioned ourselves at 25 crores for year one. So that is the number that we look at. And because of the throughput being 25 crores, we look at a higher break-even period, which is around 18 to 20 months. So that is why these numbers were given out. And these are all conservative numbers. But on track, like, few of the stores might achieve that much sooner. Few of the stores might take a month or two later. So that is, but in line with what we would be looking at.
Understood. Understood. Thank you. Thanks. Oh, that's
all. Thank you, Sameer.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rakesh from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want to understand this other expenses line slightly better. There's roughly about 21 crores increase on a quarter-on-quarter basis and roughly about 22 crores if I look at your third quarter last year, right? So can help us understand, you know, how much of this is in terms of breakup of marketing, what has contributed to this increase, maybe, you know, that will help us understand your margin profile slightly better.
So, so I'll give you a detailed breakup on this. So the major numbers that we looked at where the expenses have increased, a few of them are directly proportionate to the sales itself, which are sales promotions and like the dealer buy-down charges, credit card charges and all, which have increased around 7 crore rupees. Marketing expenses have increased a little bit. Maintenance, power and fuel, because we added up new stores, so electricity cost, fuel cost for generators and all of that increased a little bit, that around 1.7 crores. Other expenses, which would include all of these other things, like sales promotion, DBT, credit card charges, cashback offers, all of that put together has brought in the major increase. Out of which 50% of the major increase is only coming from the marketing and advertising front.
So 50% is the extra spend you have done. Would that be a fair understanding of how the cost is working out?
So around, sir, if I give you the first 9 month number, so around 28 crores approximately was the marketing spend for the first 9 months, which is increased directly to 45 crore. So this would include the, you know, the lucky draws, the 1 crore cash prize, the car, the 50 lakh cash prize that we started in Delhi also. So from 28 crores, directly jump of 45 crores to 45 crores was the in marketing itself. And the sales promotion cost from, say, 71 crores increased to 106 crore rupees. So that was another major spend around 30 crores is what was directly proportionate to the sales because credit card charges are now customers, cash transactions have reduced a lot. Customers are buying everything on credit card, debit card. So every transaction, there is a MDR charge that the bank charges around 1.2%. You know, then all the cashbacks on the UPI payments and all of that. So all of this includes under the sales promotion. Even the paper financing cost that we bear, which is the interest cost, the dealer buy down cost. So all of these costs have directly, you know, gone up in the expense report.
No, so can you remember something just slightly better in the sense that what is the cost which is, let's say, not proportional to your sales, which has gone higher because of which the margin is sticking lower and what would be the normal trajectory going forward? So if I look at, let's say, your cost, right, as a percentage of sales, your other expenses as a percentage of sales, has been roughly about 5.6 to 5.8% third quarter or the previous quarter. And currently it's sitting at 6.3%. There's about 50 basis point or 70 basis point increase if I look at on a like-to-like basis, year-on-year basis, right? What has contributed to the 70 basis point of, you know, incremental spend? Because that will not be linked to the proportion of the sales.
Sorry, not 100% of it, but different heads or the smaller portion, but the majority of them is what I told you. I'll just ask Prem sir or CFO to get in detail with you on that right away on the call and explain it to you. Sir, Prem sir.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, power and fuel is one of the major expenditure. That is for the 9 month period. This has been 0.69% of the revenue during the current financial year, as against 0.6% of the previous financial year.
Okay.
Then another major expenditure is the maintenance. So that includes the housekeeping as well as watch and ward. So this has gone up by during the current 9 month period of the current financial year, it is 0.66% as against 0.63% of the previous year of the revenue. Then advertisement has already been mentioned. So it has been 1.19% of the revenue as against 0.95% of the previous financial year.
Okay.
Then we have business promotion expenses. This is nothing but the about that lucky draws and other launching activity which we carry out. So that has been 0.22% during the current 9 month period as compared to 0.09% of the previous financial year. So these are, apart from that, sales promotion expenses, which has been 2.81% during the current 9 month period, which has been 2.46% during the previous financial year.
Okay.
Now, so yeah, this is as a percentage of
going forward, how should we look these three different items, advertisement and promotions, business promotions, and the sales and marketing, right? All of these costs have gone higher in this quarter. So what I'm trying to understand is, going forward, what could be normal trajectory? Is the third quarter what you've seen last year and this year is going to be a normal trajectory going forward? Do you expect these numbers to come down as a percentage of sales?
That's right, sir. Once the store throughput improves in Delhi NCR, so obviously these costs as a percentage of sales will come down.
Okay. So in that scenario, I mean, how will you achieve 7% EBITDA margin in fiscal 24?
So, sir, बाकी जैसे आपका rental हो गया है, manpower हो गया है, ये advertising expenses जो directly proportional to the sales throughput per store. Right now, a lot of the rental costs that we proportion, for example, or the advertising costs or sales promotion, all of these were for a limited number. Also, say for example, if I'm doing a 50 lakh rupee draw next year in the same quarter, I would have 25 stores in Delhi or 20 stores in Delhi. The number of advertising that we would do in the same quarter would remain the same, but would get divided, or the increase of stores would give us a higher throughput or a higher revenue overall. So in that proportion, it will definitely come down. But initially, because it is Diwali and Dussehra, it was a period during that quarter, we had to, with the new market players, we had to, be at par with advertising with the larger players. So we could not step back on that. So that is all, this was all calculated initially when we started our operations in Delhi. So Hyderabad, AP, Telangana and the existing market, there was not an incremental increase in advertising. Just to give you a number there, the proportion that we spend on advertising and all other aspects of marketing was definitely much lower than what our sales percentage would be. So that is in line. So same thing would happen in Delhi, but not probably this quarter, probably next year in the same quarter we would definitely look at a similar spend with a higher throughput coming out from that market.
Understood. And one last question, what is the seasonality in your business, in this, especially in terms of gross margin? So this year, this quarter, gross margin is 13%. Last year, same time was 13.3%, but that was also, I believe, was one of the lowest quarter during the four quarters. How should we generally think of gross margin seasonality going forward for the four quarters? Which quarter would be higher typically at what range, so that we get some sense of what is the normalized margin for the year? You would still maintain, I would assume that you are still guiding 14% gross margin for the year as well.
Yeah. So, Rakesh sir, majorly the highest grossing category or the product category that we sell is AC and cooler. So, this season AC cooler becomes automatically, we are looking at a higher gross margin during that period. But summer would again, or the weather would again play a very important role for us. So, for example, because this year we would Q24, Q1, we would look at a longer summer for us, because Delhi also would add up few numbers coming in. Not very big number, but some numbers coming in from that region as well, because the summer is elongated there and would go as long as June, July. So if you are lucky enough, with the weather supports us, if we are able to deliver a higher throughput for AC cooler as a category, so we would look at the quarter where the cooling products would give us a higher GP. So blended GP for those quarters would definitely be higher if you look at historically data also. Number one. Number two, Diwali or festival period definitely on paper would give you a higher margin, but then again that is one of the only periods where the discounting becomes the highest as well, because it is the most competitive cutthroat market that happens from customer point of view, where everybody's got an ad, everybody's running an offer. So though you get an extra margin or an extra benefit during the festive period from the brands to negotiate better, but then eventually it boils down to discounting that on the floor. Cooling product category, AC cooler refrigerator would be the highest grossing product category at any time of the year for us.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, Rakesh sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Sarda from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. You mentioned that Delhi will achieve break-even at around 25 crore sales per store. So if you can explain the store-level economics in Delhi, and also for the Delhi cluster, how the economics would work out. Because some of the costs like advertisement, marketing would be common. So if you can just broadly explain, that would be very helpful.
Okay. So, sir, if I've understood your question correctly, so Delhi market, though the market size of Delhi is much bigger than our existing market that we've been in, so that was one of the reasons that we entered that market. 25 crores was a very conservative number that we calculated our break-even at, because obviously we didn't want, you know, anything to go out of hand, because the margin that we control is not in our hands, you know, but the expense is what majorly we can control. So we didn't want to take a very high rental or a very high manpower cost strategy there in Delhi. So we want to make sure that everything is in line till the time the brand stabilizes there, and then we can, you know, look at avenues of increasing our margins in that region. So right now, 25 crores is what we look at for the delivery happening in year one, and our costs are all calculated against that. So that is why we calculated, you know, an 18-month break-even period, where even if our margins or gross margins, which are at 13%-14%, well, are lower to 11%-12% also in year one, we still were able to deliver a break-even in 18-20 months. That is the calculation, sir. That would include the CapEx as well as the OpEx, sir.
So what is your store cost in Delhi for individually, per store? Roughly, should we assume 2 crores a year, 3 crores a year, including rentals and salaries and, you know, other overheads?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So you are talking about the gross profit per store there in Delhi?
Yeah, yeah. Store cost.
Yeah. It will be in that line, sir. But again, as I told you that, only after we complete the summer season, because AC and cooler are actually a longer period season, only after we understand that period once, because we have not gone through that period in Delhi, and cooling products being one of the highest grossing product categories for us. So once we go through that churn, we see how the market is reacting, we see how competitive the market is, whether we are still able to deliver a higher, much higher gross margin than we would do in Hyderabad or AP and Telangana, how the competitive scenario there is. Those things would only play out after the end of Q1 or Q2 in FY 2024. So once that is done, once we do a complete churn, a year churn, we'll be able to, you know, understand the market better and then comment better on that market, sir.
So, you have 12 stores now in Delhi, right?
The 12 stores, so 13 is soft launch is done for that store in Noida, Sector 18, where the official launch will be happening in the next couple of weeks, sir.
Okay. And how much do you plan to spend on marketing next year in Delhi?
So Delhi marketing plan would be in line with the revenue that we would generate, so it would be around in the line of 10-12 crore rupees, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prashant, sir.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta-
Hello.
Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. So, my question was on the, was on your expenses, on your operating expenses. As you said that your advertising expenses is around, you know, 10-12 crores on average, and this quarter also, your ad expenses have been around 22 crores. So that forms around, you know, 1.5%-2% of your overall revenues. But if you look in the, in past data, in 2021, 2022, you know, your ad expenses has formed more than 3%. So how, I mean, why is there a declining trend in your advertising expenses? Or, you know, is there because of Delhi that we are spending less amount there, or what is the scenario there?
Mr. Mehta, I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it once again, please?
My question was that if you, the numbers that you've given right now for quarter two, quarter three, your ad expenses in those quarters, it forms around 1.5%-2% of your overall revenues for the quarter.
Correct.
But in the past few years, you know, 2021 and 2022, your ad expenses in your annual report has been more than 3% of your revenues. So why is there a fall in, you know, advertising expense as a percentage of your revenues going forward? I mean, is this something because of the Delhi side that we're spending less in terms of, as a percentage of revenues marketing in Delhi, or what is the trend here?
No, Mr. Mehta, in fact, the advertising expenses of previous historical years have been around 0.8%-0.9%. In fact, the COVID years, we were spending one of the lowest amounts in advertising. So if you look at our advertising cost for FY 2022 versus the revenue, it should be around 0.8%-0.9%. I don't know, could be some added under the FY 2022 number, where you're seeing a 3% advertising spend. Whereas, as you correctly said, now, because of Delhi being added, the marketing spend from 0.8%-0.9% would be looking at upwards of 1.3%-1.4% for this financial year.
Okay.
Sir, you must have added sales promotion to our advertisement, because sales promotion is not our advertisement. The sales promotion expenses include dealer buy-down charges and other incidental expenses.
Okay. Okay, so what would be the quantum of that in these two quarters, if you can share that?
So, other, Mr. Mehta, if I tell you, like, FY22, for the first 9 months, we spent around 27.8 crore rupees on advertising, versus for the first 9 months of this year, we spent 45.1 crore rupees. So, you can see a drastic change in advertising and promotion compared to 9 months of that FY22 and 9 months of FY23. If I give you a quarter-on-quarter number, Q3 of FY22, we spent 16 crore rupees, versus Q3 FY23, we spent 22.3 crore only on marketing and advertising.
No, no, I was asking for sales promotion.
Huh? So sales promotion from 71 crores in FY22 for the first 9 months, it went up to 106 crores for the first 9 months of FY23. And this is directly proportionate to the credit card, debit card, financing, paper financing charges that we bore where at the store level for customers.
Okay, okay. And my second question was on your gross margin. Your gross margin in the past, you know, for like 4 years, it was 15.1 in around FY19. From there, it has come down to 13.7 FY22, and now it is in the first 3 quarters also, it is coming down to 13%. So what is, you know, driving that reduction in gross margins currently?
So definitely, yes, we were also a little surprised by 0.5% on Q3 number, because right after Diwali, we saw a major drop in the revenues for the first couple of weeks, which we had to take an impact on. So how 0.5% margin in our books would directly hit the bottom line is because your other fixed expenditure remains the same, you know, your rentals, your manpower cost, your cost of inventory, borrowing cost and all remain the same. But that 0.5% also would impact us, you know, in terms of the number looking much higher or lower. Whereas historically in 19, 18, 17 or that kind of period, the contribution coming from IT and mobile sales were quite low. Whereas IT was never higher than in FY19 also, IT contribution was not more than 3%. The IT contribution today stands at 7%, which is one of the lowest gross margin categories. And even mobile phones for that matter. So mobile phones also stand at 35-36% today. So if you look at the first 9 months number, the blended, the gross margin level look at much higher compared to, you know, the Q3 gross margin level. So once we cross in the Q4 period, which is Jan-Feb-March, when summer setting early, we will look at the cooling products to start delivering the higher margins. So that is why we are a little confident on how the Q4 would turn up, and that would eventually help us deliver the number for the annual number for 23.
So this is, as I understand, this is driving on account of the change in mix, your product mix that is changed more towards a bit towards mobile as well as towards IT and other small appliances, correct?
Handy, Mr. Mehta, if I'm getting it right,
Okay.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Preet Jain from Blue Jersey Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Thank Hello.
My first question is,
I'm so sorry,
how is
the
response
from
Delhi NCR category? Are we facing any major competition there?
Sorry, sir. We cannot hear you. Can you repeat your question, sir?
Hi, sir. How is the response from Delhi NCR category? Are we facing any major competition there?
So Delhi NCR definitely is one of the most competitive markets in the country, and there is no fun in not competing in the market if you're there. So we are getting, but it is not like a backlash that we can't maintain or we have to undercut a lot. But it is quite a reasonable market there, because you have to look at expenses also, because the retail scenario is a little different there compared to other southern or western organized markets. So you're competing a lot with brand stores, with a lot of mom and pop stores. So you have to make sure that, you know, you can deliver a better throughput and the margins. Definitely initially, yes, we were expecting it to be, you know, 10 basis point lower than what we would expect in our existing market. But then once we cover up all the season, once we understand the market, once we understand the preferences of the customers, then that is where we will tweak on our strategy, and, you know, for the future, we should be ready for it.
Yes, sir. And sir, my second question is, can you provide us the segmental margin profile of large appliances, small appliances, and mobile segment?
Yeah, sure. So mobile phones give us a margin of around 9%. Large appliances would give us a, so if I bifurcate televisions would give us around 17%. Washing machine refrigerators would give us around 18%. ACs and coolers would give us around 20%. That is the historical margins that we generate out of, the gross margins that we generate out of each category.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jain.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I would like to thank everybody, for joining the call today, and I just want to give a little flavor of how things are working out. So the revenue that we've generated for Q3, though we had a little downfall, the market was a little slower in November and December, but we're still able to achieve our projected numbers for Q3, and the first 9 months we are on track, and January and February, we've already crossed January and 2 weeks of February, so Q4 is also in hand and control with us in terms of what is happening, and we're quite confident that once the summer sets in a little early, March also should be a good month for us, and eventually we would be able to deliver a suggested number that we had given out during our IPO roadshows going forward as well. So thank you, everybody, and I would like to thank our IR as well on the call. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. On behalf of Electronics Smart India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.